Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Fear is something that we've all had to face in our lives. You could consider the word fear an acronym for false evidence appearing real. When I was 12, my brother Roy was 16 and had just gotten his driver's license. Mom and Dad went out one evening, leaving the two of us home alone. Just after dark, Roy announced to me that he was going to drive his car to the store and buy some snacks. I could hear his car start and the sound of his glass-packed muffler as he drove off down the road. Minutes turned into what seemed like an eternity as I sat anxious for him to return. And then I heard what sounded like someone scratching on the screen of my bedroom window. I ran to Mom and Dad's bedroom and within seconds heard someone tapping on their window as well. So I ran to the Florida room only to hear noises outside those windows. Oh my goodness, they've got the place surrounded. I've got to call the police. So I made a mad dash to the kitchen to our only phone, and just as I lifted it from the lever, there was a loud slam on the carport door. I dropped the phone on the floor and ran back to my parents' closet where I hid myself under clothes, shaking uncontrollably and repeating the name of Jesus over and over again. About 5 minutes later, I ran as Roy came through the door, throwing my arms around him and still trembling as I said, "I'm so glad you're home. Some men were trying to break into the house. There must have been 4 or 5 of them." But something seemed odd. As I hugged him, Roy's body was shaking. I thought he was crying with me, but I realized he was actually laughing. Looking up at his face, it became very clear. It was him all the time. The enemy can do the very same thing, make you feel as though you're under attack, when in reality, there's no actual threat at all. Remember the words of Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." I didn't tell on Roy until about 20 years later. Dad actually got pretty upset with him, but by then, he was just a little too big to spank. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.